And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And we welcome back Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Great to have you back with us, Deborah.
Thanks, as always, Ed. I just love being able to share all that's coming up on the calendar. So starting with tonight on view, and it's actually the closing weeks of this great exhibition, Love and Technology, at the Museum of Contemporary Art in North Miami. Love and Technology is a group exhibition of artists from all around the world who question the relationship between humans and technology. And just as an extra incentive, tonight it happens to be Jazz at Mocha Night as well. So it's beginning at 8 p.m. They are featuring the singer-songwriter Maria Alejandra Rodriguez. The galleries are open, and you can enjoy both the exhibition and a great, beautiful outdoor evening of jazz at the Museum of Contemporary Art in North Miami. And also tonight, we have a remarkable lineup of jazz artists, as you've just heard, for the second edition of the Miami Knees Jazz Festival. And tonight, the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center is proud to co-present the kickoff concert of the festival, and that's featuring Grammy-nominated soul jazz vocal sensation Gregory Porter, one of truly the most captivating blues baritones in music today. And so that's tonight at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center at 8 p.m., And also this weekend at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center is the 14th Annual Hispanic Art Expressions Exhibit, and that is taking place in the Studio Theater. Tonight, there's still yet more going on. The New World Symphony is performing at the New World Center, and as a special treat, also wall-casting this concert, featuring none other than the magnificent pianist Emmanuel Ax. He'll be performing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4, and Michael Tilson Thomas is conducting the orchestra and Mr. Ax. They'll also be performing Brahms' Celebratory Academic Festival Overture and the Schumann Triumphant Second Symphony. And that's tonight at the New World Center on Miami Beach. Also wallcast, so you can relax in the Soundscape Park and enjoy the concert for free if you prefer. And it is also being performed tomorrow night at the Knight Concert Hall at the Arts Center in downtown Miami. This being the last Friday of the month, it's Viernes Culturales, Cultural Fridays, and that's the Arts and Culture Street Festival Gallery Stroll in Little Havana that features a free walking tour with Dr. Paul George, artist fairs with local artists and artisans, live music in Domino Plaza, and magnificent food vendors. So it's a fun block party kind of evening, very relaxed. If you haven't been yet this season, go check out Viernes Culturales, Cultural Fridays in Little Havana. Just recently opened is the exhibit of Growers, Grocers, and Gefilte Fish, Florida Jews, and Food. And in conjunction with this wonderful celebration of the origins of a Jewish ancestral cooking, everything from pierogies of Poland to the salsas of South America, the museum is also co-presenting a fabulous film with the Miami Jewish Film Festival called Divine Food, 100 Years in the Kosher Delicatessen Trade, which takes a mouthwatering look at the famed Osherwitz family's rise as cornerstones of purveyors of kosher food in America. That screening is Sunday at 2 p.m., Sunday, October 27th at 2 p.m. Also on view at the Jewish Museum of Florida FIU is Graphic Details, Confessional Comics by Jewish Women. Festival Miami is coming in for a landing, and boy, has it been a great festival this year. Hats off to Shelley Berg and the whole UM crew.
Yes.
Tonight, it is Grammy Award winner central, including tonight's artist who's performing at UM Gusman Concert Hall on UM campus. Grammy Award winner Vince Mendoza is performing with the Frost Concert Jazz Band and the Henry Mancini Institute Orchestra. Fabulous concert tonight, and then tomorrow night, this is actually sold out, the Arturo Sandoval Grammy Award winner. Also, that concert sold out, but they are taking a waiting list. And then Sunday, there's a fun children's concert. The Okie Dokie Brothers are performing an Americana folk concert for the whole family. And then again, this is one of my favorite things that I don't talk about enough. In Miami, we are privileged to have so many great artists who not only come and perform here, but actually do master classes and free lecture demonstrations for audiences. And one of those is happening in conjunction with Festival Miami on Monday at 5 p.m. on campus at the Clark's Recital Hall. Grammy Award winner and co-director of the National Jazz Museum in Harlem, Christian McBride, is going to present a master class. And audiences are welcome. Admission is free, but you are required to make a reservation and get a ticket. And then Mr. McBride and his trio are going to perform on Wednesday the 30th.
Bravo.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my favorite thing. The Arts Center is a very busy place this weekend and next, including their performances and presentation of Metamorphoses. This is the winner of the 2002 Tony and Drama Desk Awards for Outstanding Play, going through this weekend, tonight through Sunday the 27th, at the Carnival Studio Theater. And then also tonight and tomorrow night is Palabolas, this unbelievable modern dance company who are shape-shifting, physically mind-blowing, unbelievable, powerful dancers who literally, and I mean this literally, defy gravity and pull off total unexpected physicality are performing. And if that didn't inspire you enough, here's another opportunity to see them in the more informal masterclass session on Saturday at 11 a.m. Palabolas is presenting a free to the public 90-minute masterclass, ages 16 and up, please, if you want to participate. And again, tickets are free, but reservations are required, and that's 11 a.m. between their two performances, Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
Unbelievable, wonderful. We're so lucky. We are so lucky. And then coming up next weekend, we have an incredible performance featuring the Oslo Repertory Theater Company's presentation of Romeo and Juliet, and this is with shadow interpretation. That means that there are ASL-trained actors shadowing and performing characters on stage with the voiced actors. Very cool art form. If you haven't seen it yet, check that out. That's next Friday at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center at 8 p.m. And then finally, next weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, the Chopin Foundation concert series kicks off, and they are presenting Menon Berveniku. He's an emerging young pianist from Kosovo making his South Florida debut at 3 p.m. at the Granada Presbyterian Church in Coral Gables. So there's so much more. Check out our website, please, at MiamiDadeArts.org, all one word, MiamiDadeArts.org, and pick and choose your way through some great art.
We thank Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs, for all of that great information and much more on your website.
Please check it out. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care. Great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let me add, there will be two upcoming art exhibits in Miami to benefit the Center for Great Apes Sanctuary and their 20th anniversary, November 9th at Pinecrest Gardens and December 5th at the Miami Rum Club in Wynwood. South Florida artists will be represented as well as top national artists in the exhibit. Additionally, art created by the apes at the sanctuary will be included. For more info, go to centerforgreatapes.org. or call 863-767-8903. Also this weekend, more for the Free Gospel Sundays taking place at the Adrian Arsht Center. This Sunday at 4 p.m., Pastor John P. Key and New Life performing once again this Sunday at 4 o'clock. It's free. For more info, call the Arsht at 305-949-6722 or go to thearshtcenter.org. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margol. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.